So we're going to do a nice Brighton quiz. So let's have our Brighton quiz. Let's go to Brighton and do our Brighton quiz.
Dom said to me earlier, oh, I know nothing about Brighton. Well, don't worry. Even if you knew lots about Brighton, you wouldn't
it
know
won't
any
help
of these
you.
Answers.
No, I've been there lots, but I just don't know much about it.
So I've done multiple answer, so you have a chance. Are you all ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Ready.
Here we go. Question number one. Approximately how many pubs has Brighton got?
Oof.
Woo. A, over 1,000. B, over 200. Or C, over 400.
Question number two.
Brighton is home of one of the first cinemas in the world, the Duke of York.
Oh.
But what does the cinema have a big pair of on display on its roof? Is it A, legs, B, boobs, or C, ears?
Ears.
Ears?
Ears.
As in the side of your head?
I'm Welsh.
Sorry, can I...
Ears?
Ears.
You oh, ears.
E-A-R-S.
Right, ears.
One more time.
Brighton is home of the first cinema in the world, Duke of York, but what does the cinema have a big pair of on display on its roof? A, legs, B, boobs, or C,
ears.
Ears. Ears. Can you turn off text, please?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Tiddly-um-pom-pom.
No one knows any right answers out, by the way.
Question number three. According to a recent study, 94% of Brighton residents said what? 94 now. A, that it's the gayest place to live. B, that it's the sunniest place to live. Or C, that it's the happiest place to live.
Okay.
Question four.
How many percent of residents?
94%.
Wow.
That's good, isn't it?
It's high, isn't it?
Question four. From the list below, who is not originally from Brighton?
All right.
Okay.
A, Sally Gunnell. B, Frankie Kokoza. Or C, Sue Barker. Remember, read the question. Who is not originally from Brighton? A, Sally Gunnell. B, Frankie Kokoza. Or C, Sue Barker.
As we're saying, keeping it young there with that reference.
The Sue Barker question.
Sally Gunnell and Sue Barker.
Yeah,
and Frankie Kokoza.
I knew Sue Barker's
she's
very...
still doing Question of Sport.
She's in the compare ad.
You think that's random? Question, whatever we are now. Hang on.
Five.
Which team member has family that comes from Brighton? Oh. Is it A, Pippa's nan, B, my auntie, or C, Freya's dad?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. The whole country's talking about it. Question six. Approximately how many portions of fish and chips does Brighton Pier sell on a busy day?
Oof.
Is it A, 500 to 600 portions, B, 800 to 900 portions, or C, over 1,000 portions?
What was B again? Sorry.
800 to 900.
Stop laughing, Dominic.
You just sound so disinterested.
Losing the will, or can I carry on?
No, I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah, this is fun.
Question six. Brighton Sea Life Centre is what?
Sea Life Centre.
Yeah, it's a sea life.
I know where it is as well. It's on Madeira Drive by the roundabout.
A, the world's oldest operational aquarium. B, the world's largest operational aquarium. Or C, the world's smallest operational aquarium. And finally, question seven.
Oh, is it going on?
Question what?
Every quiz has eight questions, Dave. Come on.
And finally, question number seven.
Eight.
I do know why I added an extra one earlier. Yeah, and I didn't.
Why would you end the quiz on...
Yeah, exactly.
Seven questions.
According to the 2001 census, the majority of what live in Brighton? Is it A,
residents?
Jedis. B, cat owners. Or C, people with lodgers.
People with...
Lodgers.
Not like a little lodge.
And there you go, that's your quiz.
Wow.
That's a terrific one.
We're going to learn a lot.
Yeah, aren't we?
Do you want a fact? Simon Cowell was born in Brighton.
That is interesting.
Yeah. I never knew that.
Brighton's also the place where Allard got ejected from a Radio 1 Foo Fighters gig.
That's true. Oh,
did he?
Yeah.
And also the place I fell asleep at the dinner table one night when we went out for an OB.
That's nothing. I fell asleep outside my hotel room once. And also got locked out of a hotel room in Brighton.
I had to walk down to reception in a hotel room in Brighton in my pants.
I think Monday night is going to be very messy.
Brighton has a lot of history for us.
Yeah, it does.
We'll have the answers to the Brighton quiz next on BBC Radio 1. 8:23, this is Marina and the Diamonds. 27. I know you're desperate to hear the answers for our Brighton quiz, so without any further ado, Let's do the answers.
Hey, Dom and Tina aren't even interested. They've gone. Yeah.
I think Dom has gone by question three.
Question one. Right. Approximately how many pubs has Brighton got? A, over 1,000, B, over 200, or C, over 400, Dave?
Well, normally, answer one is option B, because you normally stick in the middle, so I'm going to say 200.
Chris?
Well, Dave is right, no matter what the answer is, because if the option is over 200... Read the question again.
Approximately how many pubs has Brighton got?
Yeah.
Over 1,000, over 200, over 400.
Okay, so anything over 200 is the right answer. So Dave's been very clever there and gone over 200.
Mm. I'm going to miss working with you guys.
But knowing how pedantic I am and how much you ignore that, I've gone C, over 400.
Okay, Dom?
I too have gone C, 400.
And Tina?
C, over 400.
Is correct.
Yay! Does Dave still get a point?
No. Hang on, but it is over 200.
I know, but go with me. Question number two.
We're all going with you.
Brighton is home of one of... Brighton is home of one of the first cinemas in the world, Duke of York. But what does the cinema have a big pair of on display on its roof? Dom.
Oh, legs.
A, legs. B, boobs. C, ears.
A, legs.
Tina.
A, legs.
Dave.
Legs.
I put legs. I wanted to put boobs, but I went for legs.
Is correct.
Yeah!
According to a recent study, 94% of Brighton residents said what? A, it's the gayest place to live. B, the sunniest place to live. Or C, the happiest place to live. Correct.
Yeah.
Although Brighton does have an average of 1,700 sunshine hours a year.
Oh, nice.
Not this year.
Is that a lot?
That's a lot. Question four. From the list below, who is not originally from Brighton? A, Sally Gunnell.
Yes.
Three, B, Frankie Kokoza. Or C, Sue Barker.
I'm going to go Sue Barker.
Sally Gunnell.
Gunnell for me. I think it's Gunnell's from Essex.
I've gone Gunnell.
Sue Barker.
Oh,
what?
Question five.
Hang on, are you sure about that?
No. Question five.
Well, you've got to be sure.
I think Sally Gunnell's from Essex.
Which team member has family that comes from Brighton?
A, Pippa.
Pippa's nan.
Pippa's gran. Nan.
Pippa's nan.
Is correct.
Yay.
Question six. Approximately how many portions of fish and chips does Brighton Pier sell on a busy day?
Over 1,000.
Over 1,000.
Over 1,000.
800 to 900.
Over 1,000 is right.
Brilliant.
Yay.
Question seven. Brighton Sea Life Centre is what? Oldest,
yes.
Largest or smallest?
Oldest.
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 Is correct.
Yay! I know more about Brighton than where I live.
Yeah. I've come all right so far.
And finally, question number eight. According to the 2001 census, the majority of what live in Brighton? A, Jedi. B, cat owners.
Cat owners.
C, people with lodgers.
I think cat owners, because they tend to be a bit weird and eccentric, and that's very Brighton.
I put lodgers.
Because cat owners come up in the census, obviously. The answer is Jedi.
Oh.
Oh, oh no.
No.
Really?
Rubbish.
390,000 people across England and Wales.
390,000 Jedis in Brighton?
No, England and Wales are devoted followers, but the majority of them live in Brighton.
There's only about 400,000 people in Brighton,
isn't
it?
I didn't know that.
Do you want another fact?
Ooh, yeah.
The current voice
to the pier, buy some candy floss.
The current voice, the speaking clock, is from Hove.
Oh, wow.
And her predecessor was born in Brighton.
I'm going to burst with
this
facts.
This is too much.
That's amazing. How did you even know that? Doesn't matter.
I don't know. Cool. Talk to Jenny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that and they thought Nick Grimshaw would be better than this.
Impossible.
Wow.
If it wasn't
you
for...
can sit under there where the lights are, but on the other side of the room, the light bulbs are blown. We call it the dark side. Monday night, we will be in Brighton and we'll be hanging out with the Rizzle Kicks. Right now, what's it?